the multidimensional Jyeshtha Nakshatra. Did you ever wonder why some people seem to command authority, exude an air of superiority, and hold a deep inner strength that makes them impossible to ignore? They don't chase power. It naturally gravitates toward them. When you think about it, these are the ones who don't need validation, who operate from a place of mastery, who lead through sheer wisdom, strategic thinking, and an unshakable presence. Their power isn't in seeking approval. It's in knowing their worth, embracing responsibility, and mastering their environment with sharp intellect and resilience. Is it any wonder that Jyeshtha Nakshatra, ruled by Mercury and symbolized by the amulet, a sign of hidden wisdom and power, carries the energy of authority, command, and deep strategic intelligence? This is the nakshatra of rulers, warriors, and protectors of knowledge. Those who hold power not just through brute force, but through intellect, foresight, and an ability to navigate the complexities of life with control and wisdom. Jyeshtha natives don't just lead, they dominate, protect, and uphold legacies, ensuring that their influence is undeniable and enduring. Look at the leaders, strategists, protectors, and powerful figures who seem to have an innate ability to command respect, to make the tough decisions, and to wield their influence with authority. Whether in business, politics, law, or intelligence, they are highly perceptive, calculating, and deeply aware of both power structures and human psychology. They don't waste time on superficial pursuits. They delve into the depths, making sure they are always several steps ahead of the competition. And what makes them so powerful? It's their ability to command respect without asking for it, to carry themselves with dignity, and to handle responsibility with sharp intellect and unwavering confidence. Unlike Anuradha's relational depth or Vishakha's relentless ambition, Jyeshtha moves with calculated authority, ensuring that they are always in control, always protected, and always in a position of influence. They are the guardians of knowledge, the enforcers of justice, and the keepers of ancient wisdom. But here's what's most fascinating. Jyeshtha's power isn't just about ruling, but about earning their position through mastery and intelligence. Whether in leadership, strategy, or protection, they understand that true power isn't just given, it's cultivated, protected, and wielded with precision. They don't act impulsively. They observe, analyze, and strike when the time is right, ensuring that their moves are always impactful. So, the next time you meet someone who commands respect effortlessly, who operates from a place of deep intelligence and strategic control, who doesn't just follow but leads with absolute authority, ask yourself, are they channeling the enigmatic, commanding force of Jyeshtha? Because when you really think about it, they aren't just powerful. They are the protectors, the tacticians, the master strategists who remind us that true authority comes not from being the loudest, but from being the smartest, the sharpest, and the most prepared. The multidimensional Jyeshtha Nakshatra, the MBTI connection. Did you ever notice how some people seem to command authority effortlessly, carrying themselves with an aura of wisdom, strategy, and quiet dominance? They don't seek power for the sake of it. They master it, protect it, and ensure that it is wielded wisely. When you think about it, these are the ones who understand the complexities of leadership, who navigate life with strategic precision, who command respect without ever demanding it. Their power isn't in chasing influence, it's in owning their space, maintaining control, and ensuring that they are always in a position of strength. Is it any wonder that Jyeshtha Nakshatra aligns with MBTI types that thrive on strategic leadership, deep intelligence, and a commanding presence? The INTJ, ENTJ, and ISTJ, each in their own way, mirror Jyeshtha's masterful control, authoritative demeanor, and ability to remain several steps ahead of everyone else. They don't just act. They calculate, plan, and ensure that every move they make strengthens their influence and legacy. The INTJ, the mastermind, is Jyeshtha's strategic ruler, always planning several moves ahead, valuing knowledge as power, and ensuring that they control their own destiny. Like Jyeshtha, they are independent thinkers, operating from a place of deep wisdom, mastering their craft, and moving through life with an almost untouchable presence. They don't waste energy on things that don't serve their higher purpose. they focus, refine, and execute with an unmatched level of intelligence and foresight. Then there's the ENTJ, the commander, the one who doesn't just plan for success, but actively structures the world around them to ensure it. Isn't it obvious why this type aligns so well with Jeshta's commanding energy? ENTJs, like Jeshta, are natural-born leaders, asserting dominance, taking control, and making bold moves with confidence. They are unapologetically ambitious, willing to make the tough calls, and capable of handling immense responsibility with precision and strength. And what about the ISTJ, the logistician, the one who values discipline, order, and protecting what has been built? Unlike the future-oriented INTJ or the power-driven ENTJ, the ISTJ channels Jeshta's duty-bound energy, ensuring that traditions, systems, and structures are upheld with integrity. They are methodical, detail-oriented, and deeply committed to maintaining control and enforcing justice, making them natural guardians of power. So, when you meet someone who carries themselves with quiet strength, who operates with deep intelligence, who values structure, mastery, and the ability to remain untouchable, ask yourself, are they channeling the authoritative tactical force of Jeshta? Because when you really think about it, they aren't just powerful. They are the masterminds, the tacticians, the silent rulers, who remind us that true authority isn't about chasing control. It's about ensuring that it is never lost. The multidimensional Jeshta Nakshatra, the Enneagram Connection. Did you ever wonder why some people seem to exude an aura of authority, wisdom, and mastery as if they were born to lead? They don't chase power. They command it through intelligence, discipline, and a deep understanding of human nature. When you think about it, these are the ones who know how to navigate complex situations, maintain control in any environment, and ensure that they remain in a position of strength. Their power isn't in outward dominance, it's in silent mastery, calculated influence, and the ability to protect what is theirs. Is it any wonder that Jeshta Nakshatra aligns with Enneagram types that thrive on control, discipline, and strategic leadership? The Challenger, Type 8, the Perfectionist, Type 1, and the Investigator, Type 5, each in their own way, mirror Jeshta's powerful, intellectual, and highly disciplined nature. They don't just lead, they protect, refine, and ensure that their influence is long-lasting and unshakable. The Challenger, Type 8, is Jeshta's commanding presence, the one who dominates, takes charge, and ensures that they are always in control of their environment. Like Jeshta, they operate from a place of power, refusing to be vulnerable, always maintaining authority over themselves and their surroundings. They don't back down from challenges. They face them head-on, ensuring that their influence is respected and that they are never at the mercy of others. Then there's the Perfectionist, Type 1, the one who thrives on discipline, order, and ensuring that everything is done with integrity and precision. Isn't it obvious why this type aligns with Jeshta's structured and duty-bound energy? Type 1s, like Jeshta, hold themselves to extremely high standards, believing that power must be wielded responsibly and that control must come from knowledge, wisdom, and a clear moral code. They are strong-willed, focused, and deeply committed to maintaining order in whatever they oversee. And what about the Investigator, Type 5? The one who values knowledge, independence, and control over their own mind and environment. Unlike the forceful Type 8 or the structured Type 1, the Type 5 channels Jayeshta's intellectual mastery, operating from a place of deep understanding and strategic foresight. They don't engage in unnecessary conflict. They observe, analyze, and ensure that they are always several steps ahead, protecting themselves through intelligence and detachment. Their strength lies in their ability to remain untouchable, using wisdom as their greatest weapon. So, when you meet someone who moves with quiet authority, who refuses to be controlled, who values wisdom and discipline as their greatest strengths, ask yourself, are they channeling the protective tactical force of Jeshta? Because when you really think about it, they aren't just powerful. They are the strategists, the guardians, the quiet rulers, who remind us that true strength isn't about being seen. It's about ensuring that nothing can ever shake your foundation.